In case you just joined in, I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to Raggedy Michaels, who works with spiritual seekers on the road to self-discovery and inner happiness. Raggedy also refers to herself as a marketplace mystic. We're here back on Fired Up with CJ. So welcome back, Raggedy.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So as we start all of these second segments, it's about getting awareness on when you're feeling actually jealousy and envy. So tell us a little bit, in what contexts do jealousy and envy usually appear? I thought that was interesting because we usually think of jealousy as, you know, I'm jealous in relationships, you know, you can't have him. But it appears in a lot of different other contexts too, right?
It does, certainly outside of intimate relationships. It also appears in work contexts where someone else is, you're successful and you're fearful someone's going to take it away from you, or someone else gets a success or a bonus or a recognition that you want. Mm-hmm. And so you can either feel jealous or envious about that. Mm-hmm. So work relationships, work promotions, things like that's a huge arena, success and failure. Both of those can generate a lot of jealousy and envy. Material things, clothes, cars, houses, jealousy and envy run rampant in those arenas as well. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I stand in the middle of a store and I get a greed attack and I want everything in the store and I don't want anyone else in the world to have it. I want it all. And I get envious. It goes back and forth between jealousy and envy. And I just have to stop in the middle of the store and go, okay, greed is here, and I just feel it. I want everything. I mean, everything. I want the wall coverings, the rugs, the chairs, you know, the luxurious clothes. I want the good cars. I want the big, I want everything.
Do you know the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when there's Veronica, is it Veronica Salt or whatever, who she has a song, she goes, I want it all, I want
it
all.
That's it.
That's what it feels
like.
That's
the inner state can feel like that a great deal. You just can, if you pay attention, you can be aware that what you really want is everything. Your hands are just like open to grab whatever's in front of you and hold it to you because you want it. You don't want anybody else to take it away from you. So it can happen in the context of material items. You can look at another human being that has nothing to do with your relationship directly, but you may want their looks. You may want their clothes. You may want their style. Somebody has a fashion style where the fashion police don't, you know, follow behind them every day, whereas they might for you. All kinds of things like that. Money, if people have, you know, 401ks and a great deal of savings and you don't have very much, you can be jealous or envious. Or if someone charges you too much money for something and they take your money in a way, you can feel jealous and envious about what they're getting. So those two go together.
Yeah.
Almost any context. Looking at someone else's kids.
Yeah.
Right, you can be envious that your kids are not as beautiful or as intelligent. Of course, that will not happen in your case.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Her children are beautiful and smart. But in any case, it happens a lot in schools between parents.
And sibling rivalry is what I was reading up on this. Yeah,
sibling rivalry.
How come you have this? Mommy has no blah, 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 blah.
Right. And also jealousy and envy in the context of relationships, not necessarily about the sexual component, but the time component between a modern-day husbands and wives vie a lot for time.
Mm-hmm.
Time is a major issue, and how are you going to divide up the tasks of living in a world where you're trying to be equal? There's a lot of jealousy and envy that come up in that context as well.
Yes, a lot of different contexts, whether it's relationships, success, money, sibling, anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we talked about in the previous segment is the root is really a sense of scarcity.
It is.
Emptiness.
It's emptiness, yes, because when you feel empty, then you sense that there's a scarcity. You want to fill it up, and because you can't fill it up no matter what you put in, the sense of scarcity naturally arises because you keep trying to fill it up. The thing that's helpful to understand is we're trying to fill it up with things from the outside.
Right.
Other people, other recognition, money, success, any number of things, rather than taking a step back, understanding that this lack or this sense of emptiness is natural to the human condition and looking to it the inside.
It's natural to the human condition to feel that emptiness.
It is indeed from my perspective.
What does that mean?
It means that human beings by design, have a sense of incompleteness inside of themselves. It's a two-sided coin. The incompleteness is part of what drives us to dream. It's part of what drives us to make life better. We want it to be better. And part of that comes from the effort. If we only got it right, this emptiness, this hole would go away. Right. On the other, the downside of it is, and of course it...
What a malicious God to do this to us.
Many feel that. But part of my work is genuinely provides an answer or a way to look at that kind of conclusion, which doesn't help us at all.
Oh, malicious God isn't helpful?
Malicious God is not exactly a resource that you can go to.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
So when you look at it as an emptiness that you can't fill in this way that we were just talking about, then it becomes, for most human beings, a real downside because then you think it's there because there's something wrong with you.
Versus this is just the nature of the universe, because that emptiness is what actually spars on creativity, spars on all these different things. So that I would say is what you would describe as a spiritual perspective on jealousy and envy. Is that right?
Yeah, that it actually is part of what drives us to come to understanding what actually does fill the hole.
Right. That's right. Because if not, we would never go on the inside to figure out how to fill it.
Right.
But also not to go on the outside as well as the solution.
Which doesn't mean you have to give up anything on the outside, which used to be a real confusion about the spiritual path.
Well, I just gave up all my stuff on Goodwill before this conversation, so I better go yank it away.
Yank it back. Well, it's very paradoxical because you don't have to give up anything. You just have to understand where to go to fill that hole that most all of us feel on the inside. But psychologically speaking, what we're talking about is jealousy and envy, which is a very real human emotion. That generally we try to take care of by getting something from the outside rather than looking on the inside to fill it.
Right. And one thing that I think is kind of interesting is I made a note from our conversation, the Buddha's bottomless begging bowl. Can you tell us what that is? I love that.
Well, in Buddhism, there's just the metaphor they use or analogy is if you have a bowl, a begging bowl, but the bottom is empty, so no matter what you put in, it goes right through. You can never get a full bowl, ever, because it's an endless pit.
Ever.
Ever.
It's an endless, bottomless begging bowl.
No matter what you get, it cannot go in, it goes in, and then it goes out. That's it.
This is the spiritual understanding that we have to get,
yes,
right?
We have to get that. And it's not a mean thing, it's just the nature of the way things work on this plane. Nothing stays permanent. You can only get your bowl. Even your bowl in the kitchen that you fill with cereal, it's going to become empty again.
Right.
Right? If you fill it up with mashed potatoes, it's going to become empty again. Its function is to hold different things, not the same thing forever.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a natural reason for this kind of a thing in a universe where impermanence is kind of the fundamental law. Everything changes. Nothing lasts.
Yeah, makes sense. So then I think one of the things that you said in the earlier segment is that it's harder for us on a Western society because, in fact, we actually have this whole construct, right?
Mm-hmm. We do.
We measure our self-worth based on our things. It's the fundamental parts of capitalism.
That's right. Comfort, convenience, and consuming, the commodity orientation, makes it harder for Westerners to take a breath and step back. The value of it, the wonderfulness of it, is once you have everything, you truly know the failure of real success because you still have the hole on the inside. And you go, whoops. And that's kind of a big, that's kind of an entrance into the spiritual exploration. Well, if it's not out here, where is it?
Yeah.
In fact, that's one of the major things that changes jealousy and envy. Once you understand that what you're looking for really isn't out there, and once you get it, whatever you're going after, it isn't going to change the fundamental pain that you're in. Eventually you remember and you go, oh, I'm feeling jealous and envy, but it's not out there. What I was looking for isn't out there.
Right.
That's a big help when you get that kind of awareness happening in your daily life.
Mm. So let's go to some other ways So here's what I'm hearing. From a spiritual level, if you feel that sense of emptiness, that's one level that you can become aware of what that emptiness is, and becoming also aware that that emptiness is there by design, will never be filled. and be okay with, accept that that's okay. Because there's all these wonderful things as a result of that emptiness, mm-hmm. the kind of seeking and all of those and creativity and those things. And you had said in the previous segment that you can feel like in your body, right? You mm-hmm. feel this kind of grabbing. Is that what it feels like? Or what other kind of ways?
Well, what do you feel like when you feel greedy? If you look into your body, you and people who are listening, think of something that you want, that you're really envious of or jealous about, or you just really want. And notice what you feel in your body. Do you kind of lean towards it, kind of lean into it? Do you feel your hands getting a little bit ready to contract to hold on to it?
I contract. Yeah. I kind of make this squinty eye thing. If you saw me, I'd be squinting my eyes.
It's like I'm focusing on that. I want that. It's like a laser beam focus happens to your awareness.
Yeah.
Suddenly everything else is gone, and all you can really think about, see, hear, taste, and feel is your desire to have that object or that person.
When I had a simple thing, I was booking reservations for our summer plans, and mm-hmm. I was trying to book something in Tanglewood, and all those people had booked the rooms before me. And I can kind of feel that kind of miserly shrinking and like, oh my gosh, I need a room in Tanglewood and I can't get it.
Right.
So it definitely feels like I could definitely feel like that. And I could literally feel this, like something missing and that kind of grabbing kind of feeling. So I could feel that.
The one comment I want to make, as you said earlier, is that it will never go away. But I want to make clear that when you find whatever is your spiritual ground, mm-hmm. you can stand in it, and the emptiness actually turns into something lovely. So it doesn't go away in the sense that we want it to.
Like a butterfly? What does it turn into?
It turns into spaciousness, which is very wonderful and lovely. Can I give a little example? I may have given it one other time. Do I have time?
Yeah.
Is that whenever you go into a new apartment or to a new home and there's nothing in it yet, it feels incredibly spacious. Mm. And then you fill it all up with everything, your furniture, your TV, everything else. And suddenly it's like, it's a little bit smaller than you thought it was going to be. Because now it's got
all
this.
Now I need a bigger house.
But the interesting thing is when you move out and you take all your furniture out, the room now seems empty. But when you first saw it and there was nothing in it, it was spacious. And it works the other way around for inside of us. We start off with the empty space as if there's nothing in it, right? When you can actually stay with that feeling, which most of us can't because it's very scary to sit with that.
It's scary.
It takes a little bit. It takes a lot of meditation, a lot of awareness to be able to sit with that. Not so much that you can't do it. Everybody can do it. But then if you stay there long enough, it actually switches into where you feel that it's spacious. It's not empty. It's spacious. So just go back to when you moved in and out of some place, and you'll get a sense of the feeling of it. You know, you walk into that new place. It's so spacious. You take everything out when you move out, and it's empty. Those two feelings are the ones I'm talking about.
I love that idea of spaciousness and feeling, converting from emptiness to spaciousness.
Yes. It's a wonderful feeling. And then you have your ground. Then it's okay, whatever happens in the external world, however much money you have, however beautiful or not beautiful you are, whatever happens in your relationship, it's much easier to deal with it and live with it and manage it because you have, there's not that emptiness in there. That scarcity is gone. Okay. That sense of scarcity. So that's a lot
we'll
of what my work
about
is
that
about.
Next segment is how to convert that emptiness into spaciousness, because it sounds like I could do it. I mean, it's just a mindset that you switch on and off. But I think it's probably much harder to do than to say.
Once you get the knack for it, then you can step into it anytime you want.
Yeah.
Once you get the knack.
Oh, looks like oh my gosh, all these minutes snuck up on me. I was feeling emptiness. Now all these minutes snuck up on me.
The
house is full again. Ragini Michaels, who speaks internationally about finding happiness and inner peace on Fired Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Up next, how can we actually do what Ragini said? How can we actually take the emptiness and convert it into spaciousness? How can you healthily deal with envy and jealousy? You want to know more about Ragini or listen to other shows like this? Check it out at www.fireitupwithcj.com or facticity.com.